You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We learned last week of Rabbi Vega, and Rabbi Vega says, what happens if a person forgets to say Friday night, Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem? So the din is, he doesn't have to go back. Right? Welcome back, Pesach. Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. Right? So why not? Oh, good. Thank you so much. He doesn't have to go back. Because Friday night in davening in the Me'ein Zion, you don't say Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. You don't find it. And the Ga'onim, which we pass in Shulchan Aruch, say that if somebody didn't daven, the Sheikh Tziba could be Moitzim B'Me'ein Zion. So you see, Rav Kivega is saying L'Chaira that Me'ein Zion of Friday night is enough to be Yaitz Shemanesa. You could be Yaitz. You're listening to the Chazan. He's saying Me'ein Zayin, and you didn't daven Ma'ariv, so he's Maitzi you, right? And there's no Mashiv Ruach there. So you see that Mashiv Ruach is not Ma'akiv Friday night, right? That's what he says. The Ayin, he says to look in the Mechaber, in this Simen, and the Magen Avraham over there explains, which is the Beis Yosef, how come you could be Maitzi somebody in Birkas Me'ein Zayin? The Torah asks, Mecha Taisi, you could be Yaitzu, the Bracha Me'ein Zayin, you have to make seven brachas. So the Beis Yosef says, because the Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, and therefore you can be Maitzi them with Me'ein Zayin. Me'ein Zayin is good enough. And since, so it's Rav Kivega, since it doesn't have Mashiach Merida Gashem, so mainly if you forget Mashiach, you don't have to go back. So here's the story. A person forgot to daven mincha. He didn't daven mincha. Right? He's rushing. He usually makes the shul. By the time he gets ready for Shabbos, it's already nighttime. The Rav says he can't daven. It's too late. So he has to daven two shmonesses of ma'ariv. He davens two shmonesses of ma'ariv. First one. Now we know when you have. Let's first see number one, number two. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Mari Bereid Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yirmi Ba'Abba Me'yachin Tov Veloy Spal Arvis Mispal B'Shachas Shtayim." Shachris mispal b'mincha shtayim. That's the klal. I don't know why they put an exclamation mark. Oh, yeah, because the Gemara is like asking a question. But all right. So, toshma. Now, so you notice the Gemara says he didn't daven ma'ariv. He davens two shachris. He doesn't daven. He didn't daven shachris. He davens two minchas. What about if you miss mincha? Can you daven ma'ariv? Why? Because it's a separate day. Maybe you don't say they can make up. So the Gemara says no. Toshma. Dama vuna b'biyuda mevitzak b'yachin tavolas b'min mispa avishtaim ve'ein b'zeh mishum over yema batul karbon. That's the din of tashlumin. Now, on this klal. When, which is the regular tefillah and which is the tashlumin? Mm. What? First, how do you know that?
Well, what's the first tashlumin?
First is the regular, second is the
tashlumin. How do we know that? Because the Gemara there says that if a person davens motzei Shabbos, right, two tefillahs, he missed mincha and Shabbos, right? He slept. Friday after Shabbos afternoon, and he missed mincha. Now he's davening two ma'arivs, right? So he makes havdalah in the first one, and not the second one. But if he did the opposite, he's not yaitzu. Why? Because it shows that he meant the first one. Why did he skip atochon antanu in the first one? Because he thought that's tashlumin. You have to make it for mincha. He's not mincha. So it can't be in that order. Poiskim say, what's the reason? They're both the same amount of tadir. So two different reasons. Either, yeah, but sof kol sof mincha is not so tadeh to daven at night. Or the pshat is because the kedusha, chaviva mitzvah shushaita, this is the mitzvah now. This is chaviva mitzvah. It's supposed to be done now. The other one is not supposed to be done now. So there's a precedence. But that's the klal. Oh, so now, in this fella who's davening, so what happened? He's davening Friday night. And he's davening twice. One, so he's davening first Ma'ariv, and then he makes Tashlumin for Mincha. In the Tashlumin, he forgets to say Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. He forgets to say, what's the question? What's the basis of the question? In other words, he forgot Mashiv Ruach. Usually, if you forget Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, you have to go back and daven again. Right? Huh? But that's only what, but not Friday night, and now it's Friday night. Does he? What?
This is not a
Rishus. Why?
Because it's for mincha, which is a chiyuv.
Oh, because it's for mincha, which is a chiv. In other words, she is saying is that the tefillah, the whole heter, the whole reason not to go back is because it's tefillah's arvis, and arvis is rishus. But now you're davening mincha. We know there's a machloikis. Till when can you daven shachas? So Rabbi Yehuda says till 4 hours, and Chachamim say till chatzos. And we pass like Yehuda. Right, the carbon was brought up 4 hours. We daven until Arba Shos. Right, that's the din that you daven until Zman. I don't know, it's on a 6th to 6th day, let's say. So Zman Tfilas Shachris, thank you, is till 10 o'clock. So this Rambam is a riff and a Rosh, the Torah, all the Rishonim say it. I believe it's Per Gimel. Yam says tefillas hashachar when it starts at soif shoravis shu shlishim till 1/3 a day means 4 hours in the day. Vim avar oita v'spalal acha arba at chatzay seyoyim yotzi dechovis tefillah. Avolo yotzi dechovis tefillah b'zman. But the yevad you could daven until 12 o'clock. In fact, many poiskim, I mean though. The Shlomo Zalman and others were makel that Nashim don't have to be makbid on Dalit Shos. Some were, okay, but basically they can go till Chatzais. All right? So, but the Rambam says, and all the Rishonim say that you could dive until Chatzais. So Beis Yosef says, what happens? The din is like a Behuda, you could dive until Dalit Shos. What is this? So Beis Yosef has two ways of explaining this. One way is, in Chanami, you missed Shachris. But the din is you could daven tashlumin, right? That's a din. So mali, what do you have to daven tashlumin later after doing when you daven mincha? You could daven tashlumin now at 11 o'clock. You're right. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara is mashal like Rabbi Zvi saying because it says mispal b'mincha shtayim. Okay, Gemara could be this is the shayla. So the Beis Yosef says could be you could daven tashlumin. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, it doesn't mean dafka chatzais. It means 12:30, 12:15 too. The din is when can you daven mincha? A half hour after chatzais. That's the din. In fact, it's a whole shaila. If by mistake you davened early, let's say you didn't realize, you thought chatzais was 11:30, it's like a daven, and you davened 11:45, but it's really 11:15. It's 12. So you davened too early. Many places can hold you not yet. So chazal mekaveh mincha, half hour after chatzais. That's the cloud. The reason we kaveh half hour chatzais is because in those days chatzais was only able to tell chatzais by the sun, and the walls of the Beis Hamikdash were not straight, so therefore you wouldn't see the at midday the sun directly, the shadow. But you gave a half hour. So the Beis Yosef says you can daven tashlumi of mincha at 12:15, 12:20. I'm not saying if 12:30 is a half hour after chatzais. Why? Because the quantity is the pshat tashlumin. Or another nafkamina is, let's say the person didn't daven b'mezid. The din is, tashlumin is only if you didn't daven b'shoigig. If you were mezid, p'sheya, shalom what p'sheya means. But the guy, stop, I don't feel like davening. Right in the afternoon, he does tshuva. He can't make up for shachris because he missed it b'mezid. So let's say that guy missed the first 4 hours. He was a pshia, right? He went to his business, this, that, and he didn't daven. So if you say it's tashlumin, you can't daven because tashlum is only for someone who's a shaygik. That's one pshat, Beis Yosef says. The other pshat, Beis Yosef says, no. He says, maybe the pshat is tashlumin is only at the time, it's only in the afternoon. But the yevad, for some reason, the Rishayim are passing like a rabbanim, like a chacham. But the yevad, you can daven till chatzais. Therefore, you can only daven until midday. And even if you're mazid, you could still daven. Rambam's Lashon is mashar way. Im avar, oitar. Rambam's Lashon is avar. Even if it did it on purpose, you could still daven. If it's tashlumin, there's no avar. So the Beis Yosef goes into these tzadim. And finally, in number 4, take a look, it says, Acha shekasavti kol zeh, Matsasi Rashba. Rashba, the beginning of the 4th parak in Brachas. Ahidah sikna tov aloy spalal mincha mispalal arvishtayim. Miu davka bezman tfila. You can only daven mincha bezman tfila lefi shekivin shuzman tfila Vuhu oisik bitfilasa. He's in the midst of his davening, which Rabizi said very good. What happens if you forget the daven tashlumin? You realize it an hour later. Can you make tashlumin? It's mashin rashba not. Lamaisu we paskin, you could. I don't remember. There are all kinds of circumstances. What you do, I don't remember exactly. Vuhu oisik bitfilasa. Choizu mashin mashatot tfilasa. Ava shaloi bezman tfila loi. Shimloi came. What's the lashon mispal arvish time? Mispal minchish time. The kamba lema tava lois bal shachas kaidem chzais. Chayz mispal acher chzais according to that mandama. Inami tava lois bal mincha chayz mashlima kol laila. Hevelay meimer. Atkan. This is the lashon Rashba. Veze machzik biyad derchshe. This is like the second way. That's tashlumin is only at the time when you daven. That's what it says. That's a oh. Comes along the Rishash number three.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Stop. Nearly the tfilas tashlumin eina el rishus when you daven marav twice. That's what she was saying. Mincha at night, right, is not a mincha. It's a second marav, says the Rishash. In other words, what would be a chapa nafkamina? It's called rishus. For instance, last week we mentioned, what does it mean tfilas av rishus la'alach la'maisa? Halach la'maisa means is if a person is busy with something, he's in bed, and all of a sudden he realizes he didn't daven ma'ariv. So min adin could be, he does not have machuif to be matriach himself, get dressed, and daven ma'ariv. Why? Because tefillas arvis rishus. So why do you got to daven it? But let's say he realized, oh, but I didn't daven mincha either. Right? Then could be he's machuif in order to have tashlumin, mincha, he's got to get up. Or maybe not. Maybe the min the tashlumin is a rishus also. That's a shot. Or let's say a woman, Ashkenazim woman, daven, Iker Din is supposed to daven two tefillas a day, because women are chayav tefillah. Svarda should daven marv because of the shayla what tefillas are vishus. We're samech that the women were not makabel marv. So let's say a woman davens mincha all the time and she forgot mincha. She was whatever, an honest, she didn't daven mincha. Right? Could she not, is she mechuyev now to daven tashlumin at night? If the pshat is the one at night is really mincha, except you got an extended time for mincha, it's a bidyevadik a mincha. Bidyevadik, let you, it could be a chassid tonight, at least the old fashioned chassid. Right? By the way, if you're ever in Williamsburg and they catch you for, in the summertime, they catch you for minyan, remember, ask them what it is, right? Right? Like you're in a chassana. However, there's very rare shuls that will daven very late at night. You don't find that. The only reason they're davening is because they daven till Rabbeinu Tam. We've discussed it. They daven till about an hour after Shkia. They will not daven later. So all of them think, oh, Chassidish Shemini. It's not a Chassidish Shemini. It's a Din Shulchan Aruch that used to be, that they used to pass on Rabbeinu Tam. Even Shabbos, sometimes there were places that were Noyig to Friday afternoons. They don't do that anymore for Shteitzach. But a Kuponim, a Baron used to always fight with the Satmar Rav about it. Satmar Rav wanted people to be Makbin Rabbeinu Tam, but he... people started being makel a little, you know, Friday afternoons. It was a whole thing. But on a kuponim, so let's say, would a woman have to now daven tashlum? If you say it's a elongated mincha, so she's got to daven tashlum. If you say no, the pshat is you can now daven a second ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is rishus, it takes on the rishus. So the rishash deals with this, and the rishash says nearly tefillah tashlum and ain't no rishus. The lord different tefillah b'shaite. It's no different than the tefillah you're davening then. The sadler's there proof, a little support to this. Because he brings this Rashba. That's the Rashba that the Beisiv says. You see that you can't daven tashlumin until the time of that next tefillah came, which is usually negay only by ma'ariv, right? So by shachas, I'm sorry, by mincha. Right? So he says, why do you have to wait till next tefillah? Because not the pshat you're davening a second shachas later, you're davening a second mincha. That's one thing. The tzlach, and we'll see like this. Look at the tzlach. Oid nistapakti. Now, this goes back to a shaila we've talked about many times on a tzlach. Tzlach says all over. I found three, four different tzlachs. We'll mention one, which is a very gishmaka tzlach. The din is like this. The din is that if you todeh v'sheinu todeh, so Beis Hillel says, why is our kiddush? You say bar priya gafen, and then you make kiddush. Asher kiddushanu. You first make bar priya gafen. Beis Shammai says the opposite. You say first bar priya gafen, then you say You say first Kiddush, and then you say Bar Pri Gofer. So the reason we hold that way, Beis Hillel holds that way, is because Todah She'ena Todah, Todah Koyim. Beis Shammah has its reasons. But they say Todah. No, it's Bar Pri Gofer is more Todah. Kiddush you make 50-something times a year. A Gofen, you make more. You make it in the daytime. You make it on Avdallah. You make it by other, by Birkas HaMazon, by different places that there's a chiv to make Birkas HaMazon. Therefore, Bar Pri Gofen is more Tadir than Kiddush. So that's the Seder. So it says the Tzlach like this. The Magen Avraham says that when you daven in shul Friday night, you yoytze Kiddush derais. Right, based on a Rambam, he holds, that's what the Magen Avraham says. Most poskim accept that psak of the Magen Avraham. The Yetzer, Kiddush, and Davening, we've mentioned the Minchas Chinuch here. There's no Askaris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, it's a kasha, but the Magen Avraham says Yetzer, Kiddush, and Davening. Okay, so now, that means when you come home, you're making a Kiddush derabbanan. You make a Kiddush derabbanan. Yeah, but you're Yetzer. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Kiddush derabbanan, Kiddush al Yain, the Rambam holds is derabbanan. Tosis has one shita, it's derisa. But zicha the drinking, it is not. Zicha the drinking is not. So yaitza in davening. So is the Magen Avraham. So is the Tzlach. So therefore, when you come home and you make a kiddush, it's a darabanan. Good. You have a kiddush darabanan. What's a kiddush darabanan? The kiddush darabanan, there's one gadol, I forgot. Oh, Pinchas Epstein. Maybe I mentioned him. I don't remember. Pinchas Epstein used to say, the reason Chazal took out Zechit Tzis Mitzrayim from davening, even though many Rishonim have the gersa, is they didn't want you to be yaitza kiddush. All right, but the Magen Avraham says not that way. Yoytzah, so it's all the Dogam of Vava, who's the Tzlach, he accepts this. Most of the Doyle Poiskim accept this. So they say, so the Tzlach says, that when you come home, you're making a Kiddush Durabonin. Right? Burpee of Goffin and the Kiddush. Because you're Yoytzah, if Kivega holds Yoytzah Kiddush by saying Shabsatava, good Shabbos. If you say good Shabbos, you're Yoytzah Kiddush. Great, maybe you have to Mechavin, but Yoytzah. So he says, so Mamel, okay, you have a Durabonin. Durabonin of Burpee of Goffin, Durabonin of Kiddush. Tadde Shayna Tadde. But your wife is chayvin kiddush deraisa, right? Your wife is chayvin kiddush deraisa. She didn't daven. Usually women don't daven marav, right? And those that do, believe me, didn't daven by the time you come home from shul, right? Right? They usually didn't daven marav, right? So now their kiddush is deraisa. The bar pri gofen is the rabbanan. Because when they make a kiddush, you yotze deraisa, even though you don't need that nusach, but they're being yotze deraisa. How could they make bar pri gofen before Kiddush? One's the Rabbanan, one's the Raisa. Says the Noida Behuda, the Tzlach, who is the Noida Behuda? Therefore, I paskin that a woman who makes Kiddush by herself, let's say, Uchmatzan Almana, girls that are alone in a seminary, whatever, they're having a meal together, they should make Bar Priya Gofen first, Kiddush first, and then Bar Priya Gofen. Because the Raisa goes before the Rabbanan. How could you have the derais, the rabbanon, before the derais?
Yom HaShishi would not count as Kiddush. Before the Bar Pri Gofen, they're going to say Yom HaShishi.
Yeah, therefore what?
The Shabbat HaTovah is the Kiddush.
You mean Yaitza Yom HaShishi by saying Chulu? Okay. It's a hair, it's a good point. What? I don't know if the minig was always Yom HaShishi. What? Yeah, but you're Yaitzah. If you're Yaitzah and David, you're Yaitzah with this too. Unless you include a cause of Shema. Could be. That's a good point. Maybe what Rafal is saying is if you say like the Mishnah Brura, because they said Yitzhisraim and Shema, maybe you would stop. But with Kivega Zuchah, he says Shabsatava, Yaitzah Deraisa. Okay, I don't know. But he says if you make the regular Kiddush, Bechul is a later minute. But you see, he's saying Mikadin. It's a very good point, though. But a Koponim, that's its Slach's Psak. Why? Because how could you do a derabanan before the raisa? Now the Tzlach says in a few places, Lamashal, there's a mandam in the Gemara that holds that you say Krishma, we say Krishma and then we daven marav. There's a mandam in the Gemara, Shul Levi, I believe, that says fakaret, the tefillah is all between the two Krishma. At night, you first say davening and then you say Krishma. How could you daven before you say Krishma? Oh, maybe with the Rambam, that tefillah is the raisa, now it's the first tefillah of the day, that night is the raisa. He goes through the whole thing. He goes through this many places. We've mentioned, which Reb Shlomo Klapholz pointed out, yeah, it doesn't say exactly that way, but we'll bring it anyway, in the Dogam of Ovo, who's a Tzlach, Legabe Tvilas Kalim. Tvilas Kalim, the Rishonim say the Seder of Tevilas Kelim is you kasher the Kli, and then you toivel the Kli. Why? Like a ger. Ger, you first, the Rishonim say this, Tzushtel. Just like a ger, you first have to mal him, you take away the Arla, then you bring him with Kedush Yisrael. So too, you have to kasher the Kli, and then you toivel the Kli. Right? Zok the Dogam of Avam, I heard the Gazach. He says that clay matches toivling is a deraisa. Most we should hold deraisa. Kashering it is not, because usually they ain't a ben yomai. They already weren't used for overnight, 24 hours, 20. Medikar din. Nobody should go ahead and now take a non kosher pot and cook with it. But the din is it's kosher, midaraisa, just a gzeira, because the time that comes out is already pogum in most things.
Well, what so, the kasher is you could use it for other things.
What do you mean? No, I say.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.